a lot of the times I try to pour out too much too soon to a lot of players, and you know, it's just trying to teach algebra to basic math. You know, they've got to almost erase their career, what they've learned, you know, to this point, and start anew with this defense.
What's Brian Clark meant to this defense?
That was a pretty general question.
I figured I'd let make it wide open. So
Ryan Clark has met 1/11th of this defense.
How about in your relationship with him through the years?
Ryan's role in this defense is huge. He's you know, leader in the secondary. He's able to call out plays, call out positions, and a field general in a lot of ways.
How interchangeable are you two in two different positions?
Completely.
So there's really no free safety, strong safety here anymore?
Not really, no.
Just safety?
Yeah.
Because sometimes he'll play up.
Because
play
our playbook still dates back to 1983, we still have SS and FS. but no, they're pretty interchangeable.
Even back then, they were left and right.
It was when I was here. Yeah. Then Coach LeBeau gave me a lot of flexibility, and I started changing things up a little bit during games, because I know during practice he would say no. And Chris Hope and I started doing a lot of different things, and it just kind of evolved and progressed from Ryan's first days here.
Does he have as much flexibility? Was he more structured in what he does?
Well, in terms of position responsibility or of responsibility, they're completely interchangeable. As far as our roles, they're not interchangeable.
Your flexibility, how would you describe that?
I don't know. I'd hate to try to describe it. I think Coach LeBeau would be the best person to try to describe that.
But you have an assignment, right?
I have an assignment like every other safety in the NFL, every other player on the defense.
But you can line up maybe anywhere you want, not anywhere you want, but different spots before you go complete that assignment?
I mean, yeah, and generally speaking.
Coach LeBeau talked about turnovers being a big thing that needs to improve on this year. How do you go about making that better as a defense?
Well, first of all, consciously, you know, we have to be really ball aware. But everything stems from pressure. In disguise, we got to pressure quarterbacks into making bad decisions. By doing that, you've got to hit them. You got to get after the quarterback. We have to get a better pass rush. We got to cover, you know, we got to cover the 1 to 3 seconds better, and let guys work. That are blitzing. We got to win one-on-one matchups in order to do that. But when it comes down to it, when we get opportunities, we have to seize them. We got our hands on a lot of balls last year, so hopefully we'll be able to seize those opportunities this year.